It's Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A shocking whistleblower complaint reveals that an ICE detention facility has been performing a staggering number of hysterectomies on immigrant women, effectively practicing eugenics on a vulnerable population in the government's care. Meanwhile, the city of Louisville, Kentucky, settles with the family of Breonna Taylor, who will receive $12 million. But there's no dollar price on death, and her killers have yet to face justice. And lastly, Israel signs two landmark agreements to normalize relations with Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. But the newfound cooperation will do little to change the suffering of the Palestinian people.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A new whistleblower complaint filed Monday reveals one of the most depraved practices normalized by this country's barbaric immigration system. The complaint specifically names the Irwin County Detention Center in Ocilla, Georgia, which houses ICE detainees but is run by a private prison company. It was filed on behalf of several detained immigrants as well as a nurse named Dawn Wooten and has multiple women alleging that hysterectomies were overly frequent among detainees. One woman said she'd met five other women who had hysterectomies while being detained in a two-month period between October and December in 2019. What's worse, the woman told a Georgia nonprofit that the inmates were often sent to see one particular gynecologist outside of the prison. She said, quote, "When I met all these women who had had surgeries, I thought this was like an experimental concentration camp. It was like they're experimenting with their bodies," unquote. The complaint phrases these incidents as, quote, "jarring medical neglect." But what it easily sounds like to a layperson is straight-up eugenics. Hysterectomy is major life-altering surgery that permanently removes a woman's ability to have children. And in some cases, the complaint alleges that women weren't even sure why they were having the procedure, according to Wooten, the Irwin nurse who helped file the complaint. She said, quote, "We've questioned ourselves, like, goodness, he's taking everybody's stuff out. That's his specialty. He's a uterus collector. Everybody he sees, he's taking their uteruses out, and he's taking their tubes out," unquote. The shocking reproductive violence in the complaint makes its other abuses seem almost mundane. According to Wooten, the inmates' protections from coronavirus are woefully lacking as well. In a statement to Vice News, ICE deferred questions to the Office of the Inspector General, but said that, quote, "anonymous unproven allegations should be treated with skepticism." It's probably best to take that statement with a healthy dose of skepticism as well. The city of Louisville will pay a $12 million settlement to the family of Breonna Taylor, who was murdered in her bed by police officers. Money does not buy justice, but some kind of remuneration for the shocking crimes committed by the Louisville Police Department is the least the city can do. The arrangement was reached quickly, at least in relative terms, for this sort of wrongful death suit, coming 6 months after Taylor was killed and after over 3 months of sustained protests throughout the city and country. However, the city was not required to acknowledge wrongdoing in the settlement. If you needed more evidence that there's no real justice here, take this. The New York Times reports that legal experts don't think there will be any legal charges brought against the officers who killed Taylor. That decision comes from the fact that Taylor's boyfriend fired a weapon at officers first, believing them to be home intruders as they burst into the apartment in the dead of night. Lexington's leadership has agreed to a series of police reforms, many of which are procedural fixes as to how warrants are approved and served. It's pretty apparent that these are all just a band-aid, like the $12 million in blood money paid out to wash away the crime of another black life lost at the hands of police.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The Arab world is slowly normalizing its relationship with Israel. On Tuesday, representatives from Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates signed agreements with Israel to establish diplomatic relations and other economic ties. These are the first agreements Arab countries have made with Israel since Jordan in 1984. But what unites the two groups isn't exactly an altruistic desire for peace. You can tell that immediately by the fact that the Palestinian people have been almost completely left out of the equation. The agreements only mention the long-running apartheid system in Israel in brief, saying they wish for a, quote, just, comprehensive, and enduring resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, unquote. In response to the news, Palestinians and their supporters held a 100-strong rally outside of the White House. One demonstrator told Al Jazeera that the new records were a, quote, stab in the back for the Palestinian people. The Trump administration is hailing this as a tremendous victory, of course. Given their relationships in the region, Saudi Arabia could eventually take similar steps, which would be a huge development. But what's clear is that the wealthy rulers of these Gulf states have decided that the economic gains of working with Israel far outweigh their desire to advocate for a just future for Palestinians.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Donald Trump's Justice Department is coming for John Bolton. And while it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, it still sets a dangerous precedent. The Justice Department is pursuing a criminal investigation as to whether Bolton's recent book disclosed classified material. As his poll numbers with Latino voters continue to slip, Joe Biden pulled out his cell phone and played a snippet of Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Despacito during a campaign event in Florida. That's sure to get him, Joe. The New York Times reports that the U.S. military is pressing for new authority to drone strike terrorists in portions of eastern Kenya, which would mark a new expansion of the forever-growing, forever-lasting war zone we're fighting in across the globe. The Delaware primary was Tuesday night, and though votes are still being counted as of script time, it looks like Sarah McBride will win the Democratic nomination for a state Senate seat in a safely blue district, making her the country's highest-ranking openly transgender politician. McBride said, quote, "My hope is that this result can help reinforce for a young kid trying to find their place in the world, here in Delaware or anywhere else in the country, that this democracy is big enough for them too," unquote. See, we end on good news sometimes.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Stay tuned for the full show later with Sam.